Tom, did you rake your leaves?
Nah, I think he's testing the new Trump theory. Maybe his she shed will burn down.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
All right, salutations and welcome back, ladies and gents, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast, streaming live on Digital Stream Radio, where you can listen live every Monday at 6:30-ish p.m. Eastern Standard Time by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. My name is Tom, and I am your host. And as always, I'm here sitting on this fabulous table with my two co-hosts, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
And
good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And welcome you all to
The Dish.
Well, hopefully the dish and not the wine rack. But anyway, welcome back, everyone.
I'm waiting for it to come down mid-episode.
I'm going to unplug her mic.
Mine or his?
Yours.
Oh, she's nasty.
A little bit.
I'm like, you know, she's wearing glasses and she still couldn't see the shit. Mm. I just don't get it.
I can't believe I walked into the goddamn wine rack.
I thought you like tripped over the garbage can or something.
Oh. Hurt so bad. And y'all just laughed at me.
Well, you're still standing. You weren't bleeding. It's okay.
Yeah, she's still standing.
All you hear is pop. Ah! And then you laugh.
It was funny. You know, you were alive. You weren't bleeding. You weren't dying. So I thought it was good. So anyway, so we have a great show. We've got so much to talk about. We've got a few stories that are just enraging, right, and horrible. But we've got a couple of fun ones, too. I know Nick does.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, we get things started with our signature cocktail. We have a suggested cocktail that Christopher is going to take it away over here.
Am I? Because I have to put in my... It's not letting me open it.
I have it open.
Trish is going to do it.
All right.
So this week's signature cocktail, obviously Chris picked it out because I have it open already.
she gets hit with a wine rack.
The apple pie a la mode. Mm. Because what is this week, guys?
Thanksgiving.
And it came far too quickly.
It did.
So this cocktail is, oh my God, no, actually, I don't have it open.
Oh, Lord, I can't. I can't with you guys.
Hold on, I've got it. No, actually, yeah, no, it's fine.
Tom, we have to put a date of birth in. Can I have your birth date real quick?
All right. Sure.
Month, day, and year.
April 15, 1960.
So the ingredients are Crown Royal vanilla and Crown Royal apple. And it's actually a shot, but can be made as a drink.
I would drink it. I would literally make a drink. I was going to say eat, but I forgot. It's not
so
that
my
kind of
suggestion for this one would be, if you're going to make it a cocktail, you add your 1 ounce Crown Royal vanilla, 1 ounce Regal Apple Crown Royal, and then also add a little bit of apple cider with a splash of soda water. And there you go. You have your apple pie a la mode cocktail.
And it would be delicious and...
nutritious.
Why would it be nutritious? Because an apple a day keeps the fucking doctor away, motherfucker.
I thought it was an apple a day keeps the dentist away. Was it the dentist?
It's the doctor. Okay. He's Hispanic.
Mm. At least I don't walk into wine racks. But anyway.
No, she quit.
So, all right. So we've got several things that we want to talk about. I'll kick off some of the stories that we have. Actually, this one article found.
Do we want to talk about our weekends or is that?
Do you want to talk about your weekend?
No, I'm just saying you didn't ask.
Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to. Okay, well, Christopher, why don't we start with you?
Okay.
Because we already know she got hit by the wine rack. Mm-hmm. Let's go with you.
That's as eventful as her week's going to be.
How was your weekend, darling?
My weekend was fantastic. So Saturday, I drove up, spent some time with the family, and then... went to the German club because they threw us a party, a workers party for all of us who volunteered at the beer fest a couple months ago. It was a lot of fun. There was a ton of people. Of course, I got stuck behind the bar most of the night, but whatever. I was pouring myself beers the whole time.
And so. You enjoy it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like a couple times people were like, all right, you can go take a break. I'm like, I got this. It's fun. So, and then Sunday I hung out with someone. I went to an escape room. I love escape rooms.
Wait, you hung out with somebody? Extrapolate.
On Sunday, yes. I hung out with somebody on Sunday.
Was it a girl?
No.
I was it a cop? So.
No, it was not a cop.
Was it your ex?
No. It's one of Liz's friends. One of Liz's mama's close friends.
I know who that is.
Not Scott. And I just said that name out loud.
You did.
But no, not him.
There's 20,000 Scots in the air.
Facts. Anyway, so yeah, the Bradley Bowl in Windsor Locks used to look like a shitty bowling alley. And now it's like the place to like go. Like the bar is gorgeous. The bartenders were wearing like ascots and shit. And like people are sitting there having like gourmet meals. They have a massive arcade and they have two escape rooms. So I did an escape room on a Sunday. We got out with a minute and 43 seconds to spare.
And okay. I was going to say, how did you fare? But obviously, duh.
We did really good. And it was funny. I don't stop there. That was funny.
No, tell me.
No. It's okay.
Jeez. he's hiding something, this one.
I'm not hiding anything.
So, Trish, why don't we run it over to you? What did you do this weekend? Crickets.
Yeah, no, I don't well, think
we
know.
She might have got a concussion.
Well, we know what she didn't do during the week is avoid wine racks, but go ahead.
No, I went out with a friend on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Well, I worked Friday night, and then I had to work Saturday morning, which was terrible and tough because I was exhausted. And then I went out for dinner on Saturday night, and then worked Sunday. It was super boring, actually.
It was nice. You came by the bar on Saturday, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I came out, but, like, nothing crazy.
She forced me to take, like, 5 shots.
That is bullshit.
No, it's not.
You literally were lining shots up for me, and I was like, I did not order that.
She kept screaming, meeting.
Wrong.
I believe both of you.
She's calling. Thank you, Christopher. She has a concussion. She doesn't know what she says. She knows not what she says.
But what, actually, you know what? There was something funny that happened this weekend. On Sunday, I was lounging.
Uh-huh. At home or at the bar?
At home. Before the bar, before I had to go to work. And I was watching Sex and the City, the movie.
Love it.
Who doesn't? And my roommate.
I was watching it too, in a different house.
My roommate was like, kind of equating me to a lot of what Carrie Bradshaw went through in her like dating life. And I was like, yeah,
with reason.
It was rough. It was tough. Mm-hmm. And then we're at the point where Big left Carrie at the altar and he just turns to me and he's like, I hope to God no one leaves you at the altar. And I looked at him and I was like, you know what, Pat? You're right. If somebody leaves me at the altar, you know what? He's like, I know. I'll just hand you the gun.
Oh, Jesus. Say your vows right now.
Oh, Lord. He's nasty.
Oh, poor Trish.
I know.
Oh.
But you know what's going to happen. I mean, like, obviously.
It's either that or I'm just going to be waiting outside in the getaway car.
Oh, my God. I hate to take it back, but I forgot something. You're not going to believe what I did at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Does it have anything to do with this mystery guy?
No.
Okay.
So I woke up.
So
Saturday I left the party pretty early because I wanted to get home and do homework. So I passed out at like 11 o'clock. So I woke up at 5 at my parents' house and I was just sitting there.
AM?
5 AM and I just couldn't fall back asleep. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go check something out that I haven't done in a long time.
What did you do?
I went to 7 o'clock mass at St. Mary's Church and I sat in the back by myself. Right?
What is wrong with you?
I was like, you know what? Let me go check this whole church thing out again.
Jesus was calling.
People say you need Jesus. So I was like, I went to check out some Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They don't, when they do the peace, you know, peace be with you and all that stuff, it's more like a wave. I think everyone's afraid of germs nowadays. Like, no one was like shaking my hand or anything like
that. Don't touch me.
Well, since we're making confessions, I have a confession.
Oh, Lord.
Were you left at the altar?
I eventually will be, but no.
How long has it been since your last confession?
On Gay Talk or like actual?
Actual.
Don't know.
Same.
Long time. So I've been talking to this guy on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
Found out that he was a Republican.
Lord have mercy.
And he's bi.
Ugh.
It's getting better.
And he's religious.
Oh, Lord have mercy. This is just going to end.
Wait, he's not the priest, is it?
No.
Okay.
And he voted for Trump.
It's a match made in heaven.
Oh, I can see the arguments now in that house. I don't want to be there.
Oh, my God.
Does he know you do the show?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Are you listening?
I don't care.
Go for it.
And I'm just like... what is the universe trying to do to me?
Yeah, here? What is it?
Like, I just don't get it. Like, yeah, I know I'm liberal. I know I'm progressive. But, like, really, you're going to send me the polar opposite? Like, like, this kid is nice. Like, he's a good guy. Like, and, like, he doesn't support Trump anymore, which is good, but he still voted for Trump. And here I am, like...
But does he regret it? That's the important thing.
I don't think he regrets it. He said he still wouldn't vote for Hillary.
Well, there were other candidates that you could have written in and not have it be Trump. I'm just saying.
And don't contradict yourself, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wait a fucking minute. Way to talk about throwing away the third vote.
No, but it's true, though. I'm just saying, listen, don't throw away the vote. Get someone in that's going to actually do some good shit. And trust me when I tell you, if Hillary got into office, we wouldn't be in this mess anyway. But that's besides the point. My question is, how do you feel about that? Like, honestly, like, this is a come to Jesus talk, being that we're all getting, you know.
I went there.
Holy.
I was in his house.
I honestly don't know. Like, I'm still talking to him. He's a nice guy. Like, I'm not going to, like, write him off because.
Is this the one you made out with?
No.
Oh, okay. Different Trump supporter.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's a different Trump supporter.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting them confused. They're like Stevens now.
Do you see what's going on? It's like, we burn them.
Trump
and then
voters
these
are the new Stevens.
Like, make out with them.
Trump voters are the new they're Stevens. Like,
I can't. You're right. Literally, like, I messaged him. I was like, so somehow the conversation came up about, like, you know, politics and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, fine, whatever. Just tell me that you didn't support Trump. And he was like, yeah, we're not going to talk about this. And I was like, you have to say it. Say it right now. And then he told me, and I was like, and then he's like, all right, well, it was nice talking to you. I was like, no, it's okay. No. Do you still support Trump? And he was like, no. Definitely do not still support Trump. And I was like, okay. But can I forgive you?
Have you
like, why am I already thinking about forgiving somebody that I haven't actually been on a date with?
Facts. Like,
can I ask, though, before you go any further, have you seen his penis?
It's Tinder. You can't send pictures.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So that's texting. Probably why he's forgiving. It's an honest assessment.
Okay.
You have a tendency to fall in love with penises.
One penis.
So crazy.
And wine racks, evidently, but...
One.
Oh,
one.
Lord, have mercy. So anyway, so you're dating a Trump supporter.
You fall in love with penises. I just... Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you are 100% right. It's not the purse, is it? It's the penis.
I think it is. Every single time I'm talking to you and you're describing someone, you know, he's just got a beautiful penis. And I'm like, he's falling in love
with the
penis. I
guarantee the next three penises he falls in love with, they're going to be named either Eric, Junior, or Melania. You wait.
Oh, Christopher.
I'm going to close this book.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So, Christopher, so you went to church.
Yeah, now that's it. I just wanted to throw it out there. We don't have to spend any more time on that. I just remembered that I went to church because I woke up and couldn't fall back asleep. I was like, maybe I'll go to church, find some Jesus.
So
I didn't put money in the baskets because God's got a lot more money than I do.
Well, of course, he doesn't need it. Mm. So I have to ask you a question, though. So you did mention that you were at home. You went to church. You got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Do you still have your room at your mom's house?
No, my mom put like a room together for me though, for whenever I stay up there though.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, mama.
And they're gonna come visit me while I'm working on Thursday, and they're gonna have Thanksgiving dinner with us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you're working Thursday at the Sandpiper
Maritime Grill with my roommate.
Oh, that's right.
In
that's
Guilford,
right.
They do a nice Thanksgiving 12 to 5 thing, and my mom and dad didn't really have any plans. I'm like, well, why don't you come to the restaurant?
So, but you're going to be working.
I'm going to be their waiter, yeah.
Oh, oh, that's nice. But and you're going to be, it's so cute.
I know. I love when they come to visit me.
Every time you walk away, like, that's my son.
You should see when they come to the Sandpiper, how many customers go, they're like, that's your mom? Hold on. And they like nearly throw me out of their way so they can go up and talk to my parents. And I'll never forget the first time because Bobby, he always makes jokes. Not my boss, Bobby, I'm talking about. He always calls me like, the German with the tanks or something like that. And he goes up to my tables and like says, oh, be careful. He'll bring the tanks if you don't tip them. And shit like that.
What?
Yeah, German. It's crazy. So My parents leave. Bobby comes up to me. He's like, I was so good. I didn't mention Hitler. I didn't mention the tanks. I didn't mention the Germans. I was like, Bobby, you were fucking crazy.
Oh my God, that's too much.
He's very real, people. He's a very real person.
And he's Greek?
Greek. Herbabados.
Yeah. Tikanis, Seteropoli.
Yasu.
Yasu. That means Malacca. Hello and goodbye. Mm-hmm. It's like aloha.
Yavol.
It's like Carrie said, right? How do you say, like, when you're on the phone with someone and you're speaking with someone in Hawaii, when you say aloha, does, like, that end their conversation, or does the person think you're saying hello all over again and start? Like, yeah. Do you start that conversation?
It's hello and goodbye, so you don't really know. So
it's like, you know, hello.
Aloha.
Aloha. What?
Aloha.
Are we done? Oh, you still have questions? All right, let's go. No.
Yeah, I'm too busy for that shit.
Super busy. Cool.
All right. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, Trish banging her head against the wine rack, Christopher going to church.
Had me some Jesus.
I'm over here just shocked that she has, you know, Trump dick over here. Mm. But we're just going to move into some stories. So I ran into this article, of course. The website is...
Did you run into it like you ran into a wine rack?
No, I was, you know, I was surfing the internet, and I happened to come across this one article that happens to be on...
UnicornBooty.com.
And this is really, because it's really. Now Hornet.com. Who said that?
Me, because it's Hornet.com now.
No, but it's been Hornet.com.
Yeah, I know. It's still UnicornBooty.com.
I just wanted to say it.
So anyway, this one particular article has four really good stories all encompassed in the same article. It's sort of kind of like a synopsis of things that are going on, things that we should be aware of. So this first part of the article, there's a big billboard. There's billboards that are popping up all over New York City where it says, no gays allowed, right? And so when you look at the picture... And I had been looking at this one picture for quite a few days now, and I would get enraged and angry because I'm thinking somebody put these signs up saying no gays allowed because they were trying to sort of kind of suppress gay people and do all that good stuff, which is not good stuff, but, you know, just being assholes. And then I came across this article and I started reading, and it wasn't someone that's anti-gay that posted these signs. It's actually an organization
that we've talked about.
That we talked about, yes, which is
supported our current Supreme Court justice.
Yes, it's a queer advocacy group called Citizens for Transparency is the organization that started putting up all these signs, no gays allowed, all over New York City. And the reason why they're doing that is because they want to actually have people to go to this website called nogays.org. So when you go to the website, what it does is it actually brings attention and awareness to this organization, that this one organization, I believe it's called the Alliance Defending Freedom, says one thing in public and does, and oh God, I'm all over the place. Anyway, the purpose of this website is to bring awareness of this one group. It's an extreme, out of touch, dangerous group with views against lesbians, gay, and bisexual and transgender individuals. This particular one group supports discrediting practices of discredited, right, that we've already said this doesn't work, practices of conversion therapy. They're working to legalize discrimination against LGBTQ people and also working to oppose anti-bullying policies, along with working or trying to push forward policies that would avoid or prevent people from the LGBT community from being able to adopt, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, this one organization is just really hell-bent on trying to just take our rights away. And if you don't know the organization, it's called the Alliance Defending Freedom
of marriage.
It's basically just expressing support for laws that essentially make it illegal for us to be gay.
All right, I want to be clear here. So this group of people is not necessarily anti-gay. What they're doing is they're putting up propaganda to bring people to a website to inform them about a group of people that are very much anti-gay.
Correct. So I was going to get there, but I was sort of kind of wanted to sort of kind of tell people what the article was about. But that's exactly what they're doing. It is an organization that is part of our community that's putting these signs up, as Nick said, specifically for that purpose, just to bring to light what this other entity is trying to do as far as trying to erode our rights. And I said to myself, you know, it can be very misleading. The first thing I thought, like I said before, was when I was seeing all these pictures pop up on Facebook, I was getting enraged because I said to myself, why would someone put that sign up? I mean, it's New York out of all places, really. Like, do we need to go there? But then I started reading this article and it made it clear as to why they were doing that. And it was in an effort to bring awareness to our community, period. And not so much a group trying to promote hate. And so you can view the article itself on Hornet.com so that you could see for yourself exactly what it is that we're talking about and familiarize with the organization that they're talking about so that you know what it is that they're trying to promote, which is, again, just simply hate. And it just sucks. Do you have anything to say? Go for it.
No, I just was going to read a list of things really quick.
Go for it.
So they've been fighting to ban anti-LGBT. So they're anti-LGBT teachers. They want to ban teachers that are gay,
mm-hmm.
lesbian, transgender, bi. They are opposing they're anti-bullying policies, which makes no fucking sense. Like, why would you want to tear kids down? They oppose inclusive curriculums, which is ridiculous, and that's why we have so many suicides in our youth. They're against adoption, which we all know is a huge thing right now, and mm-hmm. we're all fighting. They lie and spread myths about LGBTQ parenting. They demonize the rhetoric toward LGBTQ people. They also said that Matthew Shepard's murder was not a hate crime. Clearly a fucking hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly a fucking terrible, horrible crime. You're a fucking asshole. I want to, I'm saying it. I want these people to be gone. Like, they're terrible fucking human beings. They compare the LGBTQ people to Nazis. They stated that being LGBT is harmful to children and society as a whole. They compare LGBTQ people to pedophiles and said are likely to be child abusers. Mm-hmm. So these motherfuckers have not read any actual information that revolves around the LGBTQ people. What they've read is information that is anti-LGBT, which makes no sense and has no actual backing behind it.
And they're the true child abusers by doing this to their children, teaching this hate, teaching them don't be who you are, putting them through these failed mm-hmm. conversion therapies. The people of the Alliance Defending Freedom, that leads to true child abusers. Mm-hmm.
I'm not done yet. They've supported requiring surgery and sterilization of transgender people. They oppose transgender people serving in the military openly. They support dangerous policies for transgender people in prison, opposes allowing transgender people to change ID to match their gender identity. They deny transgender identity as a whole. They've spread junk science about transgender children, and they support policies banning transgender kids from gender bathrooms. Their gender bathrooms. I could go on for days. I'm sorry, Tommy. I'm taking the fucking...
No, it's okay.
Remind people how terrible...
They also called homosexuality a disorder.
Well, that's the whole purpose of bringing up the story, because obviously I know that you're very passionate about, you know, our endeavors to just make sure that people are aware of what's going on.
Well, remember when we talked about the new Supreme Court Justice? Please help me remember his name.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Thank mm-hmm. you. This group was one of his big backers financially.
Right, which is why I'm happy that you're bringing that up, because when we first mentioned the stories, you were saying that Citizens for Transparency were the group that was backing Brett Kavanaugh, but it's the Alliance Defending Freedom. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the first group, which is the group for transparency, is the one that's actually putting
these
billboards.
Right, it's a queer advocacy group.
Yeah,
I mean, like, honestly, like, who works to decriminalize discrimination against the people? Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what? You know what? Let's scapegoat them. You sound like Hitler, asshole. Like, what the fuck?
Truth on a stick. So, but yeah, and so if you want to know what it is that this group is doing and familiarize yourself with them and be aware of what's going on in the community because it affects you, go to Hornet.com and you can look at this particular article, which will give you more information, or you can simply just visit the website, which is nogays.org. And that way you can actually see what it is that they're trying to bring to light that this particular organization is doing against the LGBT community.
You know, I'm glad that you brought this up because I saw this article a while ago and I didn't even click on it because of the propaganda they have posted, right? I didn't even want to fucking associate with clicking on it.
So at first, I mean, obviously their strategy was very successful, right? In immediately generating that particular reaction in people. Because when I first saw the post on Facebook, the first thing that I saw in the picture was "no gays allowed." And I immediately said to myself, oh, here we go again. Here's this group of people just being completely assholes. And I don't want to deal with having to read through this article because all I'm going to do is just get myself worked up. But without realizing that one picture alone already had me worked up. Mm-hmm. To then find out that it was posted by an LGBTQ organization to bring awareness to another organization that's making our lives practically difficult.
That's why it's so important when you see things on the internet, you need to dig in yourself. You need to do the research. Don't just get turned away or take one person's opinion. This is why the rhetoric from the White House works. When he turns the media into the enemy, people just don't look into things on their own anymore.
Which is why you have to watch MSNBC and CNN.
Mm-hmm. Jim Acosta, you're keeping your credentials, but they're threatening to take him back again.
Speaking of Jim Acosta, did you see the meme that they did of him?
No.
It's fucking brilliant. So anyway, they did a meme of him with an orange wig, and it's meant to be him as Lilu in oh, what's that? What was that movie? The movie. Oh God, the one with Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker was in it. He played Ruby Rose or Ruby Red or something.
Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element. Yeah. And he's holding his pass and says multi-pass. It was freaking hysterical. I died.
That's great.
It was awesome. I was gonna repost it, but then I sort of kind of forgot because I was doing other things for the show. But yeah, it happened.
Good stuff.
Anyway, we're not gonna beat that dead horse anymore. Another story that is also on this particular article. So we know that Michelle Obama recently released her memoirs, right? She did a memoir of her time in the White House, her time as First Lady, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's been getting a lot of buzz. It's been actually making a lot of rounds all over the social media, and a lot of the network shows have been picking up interviews with the former First Lady, who I absolutely love. But in her memoir, it was noted that when marriage equality actually passed in 2015, she and her daughter actually snuck out of the White House and avoided being seen by the Secret Service and actually made it out of the White House to celebrate with the crowd the fact that LGBTQ or same-sex marriages were actually legal in all 50 states. And the reason why she did it was because her daughter and her wanted to actually see the White House lit up in rainbow colors.
So she actually didn't celebrate with the crowd. She just did it on the lawn with her daughter.
Well,
but it was the point.
I was like, Secret Service would have definitely known if they got off that property.
They didn't. She put it in her memoirs that they did not know that she was gone. For literally, it took them 10 minutes actually find their way out to where the Secret Service didn't know where they were for at least 15 minutes, but it took them 10 minutes to actually get out of the White House. And they did, and the reason why they wanted to do it was because they wanted to celebrate and see the White House lit up in rainbow colors. And I thought that, you know what, there's something that you didn't know happened, right? But then she writes a memoir and you find out that it did, but it just goes to show you that it really brings to light the type of person or the type of people that we had in our White House that although for some time, right, because it's been said that the Obamas or maybe just President Obama himself wasn't always a supporter of marriage equality, but that during his presidency, we got so much.
Look, we can talk about that for days and days and days. People have flipped sides constantly.
Of course. And
I'm sure he probably always felt the way he feels about people, but because of the politics at the time, he was trying to make sure that he succeeded in his career path, which is not an excuse to not support no. the LGBTQ community, but he did a lot for us.
Yes, he did. I genuinely believe that he had a change of heart. You know, like, I believe that he did. I don't think that his flip on supporting gay marriage was something that he did for political...
I disagree. 100%. For political gains.
But here's the thing. He was already in his second term as president. It's not like he could run again. What did he have to gain from that?
When he was voted into office...
Uh-huh.
He didn't flip. Like, it wasn't like he was one thing and then the other. Like, he never said or went against the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, he never went on the record.
What he did prior was not support something that he should have supported.
Mm-hmm.
His choice to flip came with time and the country changing. And also voting in a more liberal person who did better than the Cittadini in the White House.
But again, when he decided to actually support marriage equality, he was already in his second term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he didn't have to decide. The Supreme Court decided.
The Supreme Court decided that it was legal, right? But it was his conversations that he was having and going out in public and publicly saying that he supported gay rights.
Yeah, but I'm sure he did. I'm sure he supported gay rights before that, but voted no so that he, in on whatever thing that he voted no on.
Even know this one. She got hit by a wine rack. She don't even know.
Shut off my mic. No, I didn't.
I was following you.
Why won't it go off?
You're trapped.
Don't do that.
No, like, literally, it's on off right now.
No, but don't do that.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. No, so what I'm saying is that I don't think... you may think differently. I disagree. I don't think that he did it for political reasons, because he would have no reason to. He had nothing to gain from that.
You're wrong. You are 100% wrong. He had everything to gain from it. How do you think he got into the White House? You think he got into the White House by doing what people didn't want him to do? Or by doing what his colleagues didn't want him to do?
No. Like, well, he got into the White House on a platform of inclusivity, but...
He changed... He flipped his tone when he was the fucking chief. Like, he flipped his tone when he was in the office of president. Like...
His support for the LGBT community did not come until after his second term. Known publicly.
You're not getting what I'm saying. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go.
No, I really need to explore this because we're having a disagreement on...
We're not disagreeing. Well, I'm telling you you're wrong.
And I'm telling you you're not.
Exactly. You're telling me I'm not wrong.
No, I'm telling you that you are not right. I'm simply saying...
That's not what you said just a second ago.
Okay. I'm simply saying that we disagree on our thought process regarding when and why, the reasons why Barack Obama supported LGBTQ rights.
No, I think it's exactly... It's the same thing with, like, Hillary. People play the game. He played the game.
I don't think so. I don't believe that he did.
Okay.
Something tells me that his views on the LGBT community shifted, not because of political reasons, but they did so because of personal reasons.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. What I'm saying is when he did vote for whatever he voted for that was anti-gay...
He doesn't even know.
What was it then, Tommy, if you know?
I'm just simply saying marriage equality, right?
Had nothing to do with him.
Supporting marriage equality, giving trans people the right.
Had nothing to do with him.
He came out and spoke about his support for marriage equality,
correct,
for trans rights within the military right before leaving office.
But why do you think he did that? You don't think it was a political move?
He has nothing to gain.
No,
I
think it was both a personal, emotional, and political move. And also,
I think it was emotional not political.
So why do you think he didn't come out sooner? Do you think it was because he was trying to go up in the ranks of Congress or the Senate?
How can you go up in the ranks? The man was president of the United States.
He's talking about making his steps toward president of the United States, himself.
But that's
into
what I'm trying
Capitol.
To tell you guys, that he did not run on a platform of supporting LGBTQ
Absolutely,
folks.
But I think
during
that.
His first
right.
term.
But
his
I think
support
what
for
Nick
the
is trying
LGBT
to say
community
is that.
Came during his second term in office.
That's beside the point.
Because
yes,
what I'm trying to say
I'm
to you.
I'm saying he protected himself when he needed to keep himself in office. He protected himself by voting no because he knew that people did not want him to vote yes on that at the time.
But
the country wasn't
he
ready.
Didn't have to vote.
So he protected himself.
He didn't have to vote. The president doesn't vote.
I'm not talking about when he was goddamn
when
president.
When he was in Congress, he's saying.
No, I'm talking about president. When he was president of the United States for those 8 years, he initially did not support gay marriage.
But do you remember that the Supreme Court sent it back to the states too? Not only did he let it percolate, the Supreme Court let it percolate.
Exactly.
Of course.
He was waiting to hear back from the people before he decided to take a political stance and an actual stance in front of people because he didn't want to lose his station.
He can't lose his station.
Can Trump lose his station in a couple
years? His second term in Actually, Trump, I think, is going to win another term in office,
to
be honest
with you. Yeah,
he's
definitely going
to. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, let's go to break.
No, can that girl? You can go to break. Go smoke. She needs a cigarette. She got hit hard.
She didn't get hit hard?
No, what I'm trying to say is that I believe that his political support for the LGBT community had nothing to do with his personal views. Like, there was none during his first term.
That doesn't make
office.
Sense. You literally don't make sense. You literally...
Weren't you going
to
go smoke?
So if it has nothing to do with his political views...
Were you going
to
go smoke?
Hold on. If it has nothing to do with his political views or his personal views, then it had to do with his political views. You said you think it has nothing to do with his personal views.
Okay.
So then it had to do with his political views.
I'm going to say this again. He supported marriage equality after he was already elected president for the second time.
Yeah, no, everybody knows that.
Which leads me to believe, I personally believe, I don't care what you believe, I personally believe that he did it for personal reasons. He came
you don't, but I think,
to, he had a come to Jesus moment and said, you know what, I'm wrong about this.
I think
he supported it strictly for personal reasons and not political, because he had nothing to gain from it.
He had nothing to lose from it.
I'm not disagreeing
not
with you on that
lose.
Concept.
He had nothing to gain from it.
But I'm not disagreeing with you on that concept. I think that he did make a choice based on his personal feelings, but I think his personal feelings about marriage equality and about homosexuality weren't just during his second term of presidency. I think he felt that way for a long time.
I do too.
And I think that politically, he made smart choices to get himself in a position of power so that when he had a voice, that voice mattered when he said, I support this.
Anyway, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
I don't think we're agreeing to disagree. I think we're both agreeing.
No, we're not saying the same thing.
What do you mean we're not
saying
the same
thing? Because you're still saying that he did it for a political... He had a political agenda behind his support for the LGBT community.
Everybody has a political agenda.
I don't think everybody does, no.
You don't think that President Obama got into office without a political agenda?
Well, he had a political agenda, but it had nothing to do with the LGBT community.
Of course not.
Correct.
It had nothing to do with the LGBT community.
Correct.
Okay, go smoke your cigarette. We can do the show. She's nasty. She got hit by a wine rack. She'd be nasty. Anyway. What I'm trying to say is Michelle Obama did a beautiful thing with her daughter. Had a good time. She wrote about it. It was beautiful. I'm going to buy her memoirs and read it.
All right, you two.
I'm not
you
playing.
Two need to stop
I'm not playing games with her. But anyway, no. So that was pretty much it. I wanted to just basically just say that thank you, Michelle Obama, for being an advocate for the LGBT community and for showing your support and for writing something so personal, right? Nobody ever needed to know that. It's sort of kind of like that person that, you know, we constantly hear about celebrities that go out of their way to go to like a soup kitchen and help the poor or help the less fortunate and not do it for the fame or for the glory or for, and this is something that personal, she could have kept to herself, but she decided to throw it out there. And it's something that wasn't known until now. And the only reason why is because she had wrote it as part of her memoir, which is available now. You can pick it up.
For those of you who aren't Patreons, I highly recommend joining now because that $1 a month would have I just sat back and enjoyed watching it.
So
I mean, it was interesting. So
well,
be sure to give.
Did anybody see Michelle Obama, one on Ellen or two on what the hell, The Late Show? It was not The Late Show. It was.
She's been making her rounds. Was it?
I can't remember who it was, but somebody like handed her cue cards because they were like, as the first lady, you.
Who was it?
I don't remember who it was, but he was like, as the first lady, you couldn't say a lot of things, so I've written a couple things down. And they handed it to her. And like,
oh my God.
She goes, like, one of the things, I've never actually eaten a vegetable in my entire life. And then at one point she was like, I can't tell Sasha or Malia apart. I don't know. like it was so hilarious. She is literally still so amazing.
I love her.
She's like the Jackie O of my generation. Like, I love her so much.
Sadly, now we have one that's quits. Oh, did you see that meme?
No, she's not even visible like Michelle Obama was.
But did you see the meme on Facebook? There's a meme that says, this is what we see, right? And this is what Melania sees. And it's like blurred on top and bottom. And all you see is like just people's like midsection because, you know, she's always squinting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get why she squints so much.
I know. All that money, get some LASIK. Like,
I don't know. Maybe she just thinks that that's just the pretty thing to do.
No, I think it's
Trish, you should try it.
No.
Christopher.
She's going to still go out.
Your thoughts on Mrs. Obama's memoirs?
I would love to read them.
Yeah, we should. Mm. I think we should buy a copy, keep it here in the studio and read it and quote often from it.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, we're going to break. Here's some music. We'll be back. Bye.
Somewhere we need to be loved.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gents. That was We Need to Be Loved by the amazing Anthony Starbell. And now we've got more dish for you. Heated dish.
A little less heat.
Yeah.
But all right, so before we went to the break, I, of course, hijacked most of the first half of the show with my stories, but I'm not going to do that for the rest of the show. So I'm going to kick it off to Nick. Nick's got a story. It's amazing. It's awesome. And he's going to talk about it because it's what he does best. He
Wait, loves so animals. What am I talking about? Which one?
The animal one?
Oh, fine. Of course. Gay animals. Hey! There it is. All right. So we are talking about gay lions. And we've talked about gay lions on the show before.
Shift over a little this way so they can see you.
Do you really want to see me?
Yeah. It's like, you know, we're looking at your side face.
But then I have to be closer to Tom.
Exactly.
That's okay. That keep distance. I love you. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I love you.
I get a barrier.
Yeah, you do, you motherfucker. Yeah, you do.
Well, I can switch you guys.
Super busy.
Yeah, we're, okay. We're busy. So we're talking about gay lions in Kenya.
Uh-huh.
And you know what happened was there was some gay lion sex.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There was. It happened. It happened.
Well,
and officials in Kenya decided to blame that gay lion sex on gay tourism.
Stop it.
People are so stupid.
I know. Like, literally, I'm reading this article and I'm like, I really can't deal with this shit right now.
Well, like, I mean, we already established, right, with penguins, dolphins. What else? Did we have unicorns? No. No, you're always
unicorns.
Unicornbooty.com.
But we already established, you know what? It happens in the animal kingdom. But go ahead.
No. So after a wildlife photographer took a photo of two male lions having sex, the government officially claimed the two felines must have copied gay men visiting the park.
First of all,
and who have behaved badly.
I am never going to Kenya because if they're blaming gay sex in the animal kingdom on humans,
proud of them.
That's bad.
Like, you know what? Honestly, seriously. I'm proud of them. Was my mic off that entire time? I think it was.
I hope it was.
Well, you'll get it in the background. Yeah. So probably they have been influenced by gays who have gone to national parks and behaved badly.
That's horrible.
Ezekiel Muta. Mature. Head of the... What?
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
It just reminds me of
head
the Lion
of
King.
The Kenya Film Classification Board. I don't know. They must have copied it somewhere, or it is demonic, because these animals do not watch movies.
They don't even watch humans. They eat them.
Look, I'm not saying that Kenya officials are not educated, but this statement right here sounds something like our president would say. Which leads me to say they're uneducated.
Oh, so he tweeted like the president.
Yeah, he tweeted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you read the tweet already?
No.
Okay. Can you read the tweet, please?
No, you're actually on it. You read
okay,
it.
Okay. So Dr. Ezekiel Mutua, he has an MBS. That's a master's in business and sciences. Is that what it is? So anyway, he writes, if our lions begin this homosexual behavior, then that will surely be the end of the animal species.
Now, let's talk about this a little bit.
We should.
I mean, where on... So this is also...
I'm in agreement. We're on the same page right now.
Finally.
This is a good fucking second half.
So
it's only the beginning.
He added, I mean, where on earth have you heard something like this happening? The demonic spirits inflicting in humans seems to have caught up with our animals.
Ugh,
that is why I will say isolate the crazy gay animals, study their behavior, because it's not normal.
Actually, it is normal.
It's completely normal. We've talked about gay penguins, gay flamingos. How many gay animals do I need to goddamn talk about?
Didn't
for Christ's
like,
sake,
gay polar bears too.
Yeah, there's gay everything. Lord, people are gay. Mercy. Animals are gay. People are like, just leave it alone.
But this doesn't surprise me coming out of Kenya. And I'm reading like one part of it where it says,
I'm sorry for I don't care who you are. If I'm a gay male in Kenya, it is far too fucking hot to be fucked in the fucking the desert. I'm sorry. It's too hot. Yeah.
Well, first
it's not going to happen. Like, don't even put that thing near me. Those lions did not see anybody's dick going in my ass because it's too goddamn hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, knowing Trish,
the lube would dry up.
Well, knowing Trish, she hides in the bushes, so you would not see her. She doesn't just do it out.
I wouldn't need shade.
But this isn't surprising because in Kenya, homosexuality is punishable by up to 14 years in jail. And a judge ruled last year that forced anal examinations are constitutional. So does this seem like a surprise? Yes, indeed. Yeah. Does it seem like a surprise coming from an idiot like this in Kenya?
Well,
not saying all Kenyans are idiots, but the ones that are elected to office probably all are.
No, I mean, this clearly this guy is just looking for a reason to first of all, continue that the injustice in criminalizing homosexuality, because there's nothing wrong with being a homosexual. I'm a homosexual of the best kind, I think. And so is Trish. And so is Chris. I was going to say Nick.
do you see the tweet underneath it where there's a cow mounting another cow?
Yes, and
it says the lions have influenced these cows. It's the end of all animal species from Harambe.
But you know, and then when you think about that, it's like, so where are these cows? They weren't anywhere near the lions, otherwise they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing in this picture, because the lions would eat them, right? So clearly, this is something that happens in nature all the time.
And those are two females, obviously.
Well, you know, but speaking seriously, right? This particular individual is using animals as a means to persecute humans for doing something that is completely normal.
What he's doing is comparing, I feel like, homosexuality to bestiality. He's trying to make it look more disgusting.
That too.
Exactly, and because it's illegal there.
Mm-hmm. And so my thing is, it's more propaganda to further the discussion of being able to maintain the illegality of homosexuality in this country.
And can we talk about the fact that sex isn't just about procreation. It's not.
Well, countless heterosexual couples have sex all the time without wanting to have children.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if somebody tries to impregnate me 25 times in a week, that's not your business. It's not going to happen, but...
Not without a miracle, at least, but... Yeah.
Trish, you are a miracle.
Let's just say, like, sex isn't just about procreation. It's not. It's about pleasure. It's about connection. It's about whatever. Whether it's a lion or it's Trish and someone else, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's known that dolphins are another species that have sex for fact of having sex.
Yeah, and they also rub their dicks on coral. So, like,
I mean, hey,
do you see the corals getting pregnant?
They are living.
Well, oh my god, they're cum chuggers.
That's
the corals.
The animal kingdom alone. And the gay world.
Listen, the animal kingdom is full of a lot of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sights. And seeing two lions going at it, listen, that's gorgeous in my mind. I think I want to take that picture and frame it and just put it in the Gay Talk studio.
You know what's interesting, though? Because, like, you see...
On a canvas.
You know what's interesting to me is in, like, the lion world, you have a pack, right? And mm-hmm. you have... One male to many females, usually, mm-hmm. right?
And you call them felines? Would they be felines if they're male?
No, yeah, feline's a cat.
They're cats.
It's their species. Yeah, it's a species. Not feminine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A feline is a cat.
So that's why
I'm trying to find out.
Why are these two males in the same vicinity? You know what I mean? Like,
because typically they're very territorial and it doesn't...
Well, it's like, did I just win a fight? And when you're... clan or pack or whatever they call it, and then I'm gonna lay my claim in your butthole, because that's what I'm thinking. Because usually it's one male to like how many females?
Well, no, in the
I can see Trish in the streets of New Haven now. Bitch, we gonna fight, and when I lose, my ass is yours.
I believe they're called the pride of lions.
Thank you, thank you.
And it's not only one male to so many females. There's one male who's the dominant male who mm-hmm. gets all the females and gets to eat first and everything.
Yeah, because remember, there's other males too. There's cubs that get to grow, and at some point they get to a certain age and where the big one, you know, the father, the leader of the pride says, you gotta go.
Yeah,
because you're getting a little too touchy-touchy with my girls. So, you know, hey, it happens. Or my boys. You just never know. So, Trish, if I were to look at this picture and see, this is very deceiving, the picture that we're looking at in this particular article, which is written, by the way, by Dan Avery over at newnownext.com. That's a tongue twister. It looks like he's squatting to take a shit. I don't know about, but anyway. But if he's I were to look at this right. particular picture, right? The one that Dr. Ezekiel Mutua? MBS.
They look like they're tweeted. Cuddling.
So which one would you be, the one on top or the bottom? Not that it matters, but I don't know. I just
everybody
to know.
On this podcast and everybody that listens to this podcast knows which line I'd be.
But see, no, because
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely the alpha male, but I take it in the butt.
But you, I thought you said that you topped it at some point as well. I mean, you do both, don't you?
I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm first.
As someone from York Street once said, just because you sit on it and spin doesn't make it a top.
Whoever said that, tell him I said he's a genius. So, you know, it just
actually,
goes to show
I told
show
our boss last night to go sit on it and spin.
That's awesome.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
What was his reaction?
Oh! She's nasty. Basically, yeah. It's so funny. Like, he just doesn't care anymore. He used to, like, throw me under the bus and yell at me all the time, and now I'm like, you know what? Fuck off. And he's just like,
yeah, because you're giving it back to him, and that's usually what you have to do. He loves everybody, though. He'll give
but
you the
anyway,
shit off his back. But
the moral of the story here is that gay lions are gay lions, and gay flamingos are gay flamingos, and gay men and gay women and transgender individuals are transgender and gay and lesbian individuals. It does not matter, and we do not influence other people or influence goddamn animals.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're right.
One more.
You're right.
Thank you.
Okay. We forgot to mention last week, we were talking about a whole bunch of elected officials that came into office that were impacting the LGBTQ
plus community.
Group plus community. In some way, shape, or form, they were either a part of it or supported it, etc. We actually had the first openly bisexual woman win an election in Nevada. She actually won the seat, the House seat.
She just won a couple days ago, right?
Yes.
Oh, and so she was bisexual.
It was announced, and she is openly bisexual, and what a way to come out and just really bring visibility for the bisexual community, right? Because it's like, we're constantly saying, oh, you know, we're talking about issues with the transgender community, the gay community, and the lesbian community, and really there's no true advocate, and I'm not saying that this woman really is a true advocate for bisexuality, but the fact that she came out and said, I'm a bisexual woman, and I just beat out an incumbent who was running for Senate in Nevada is huge.
Get it.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. And that's awesome.
Wait, yeah. was it for Senate or the House?
I think it was for Senate. No, House? Senate? She won in Nevada. That's all I know. I remember seeing it. I remember seeing it in the news. She's a bisexual woman, and she won. And I think it's glorious and good for her and good for coming out and saying you're a bisexual, because it is also one of those groups that are underrepresented when it comes to the LGBTQ community. There's not much talked about when it comes to bisexuality, and we think it's important as well. That's it.
Yay.
Anyway. Back to lions.
No, I think we're. Okay. I think we covered that story pretty well.
Well, I'm sure we did. Christopher?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I was still looking for where she went. All right.
He'll find it. He's going to look for
it. Yeah, y'all.
I think it's worth, if you can find her name, that would be great.
I'm on it.
Oh, he's on it. All right. So while you're doing that, we're just going to sit here.
All right, fine. I'll talk about something.
Yeah. All right, go for it.
Big surprise. Nick has something else to talk about. We have a new football player that came out as gay. His name is Jeff Rohr, and he is a Dallas Cowboys linebacker, and he is out as gay and marrying his long-term partner.
Aww.
So former Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jeff Rohr.
I thought we were done with the line.
Has not only come out as gay, but he plans to marry his partner of 2 years, Joshua Ross, this Sunday, November 18th. So it just happened.
Oh, do we have a picture?
I don't have a picture. The New York Times broke the news, noting that Rohr will make history as the first NFL player, either former or current, to marry a man.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fucking amazing?
I really would like to see, I would like to see what kind of daddy he is.
Oh, hey, here you go. There's your daddy.
I don't think that's him.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him.
A former Dallas Cowboy.
If I had told Dallas Cowboys in the 1980s that I was gay, I would have been cut immediately. It was a different world back then. People didn't want to hear it. Still, he notes that there will be some fans who will have negative reaction. However, he's fine with it. Rohr was deeply closeted before he met his fiance Ross, a skincare expert at a bar in 2015. If not for Josh, I'd still be there, said the 59-year-old football player.
Aww. Well, I mean, obviously they look happy. He is a daddy, though. Daddy.
Oh, shit. I waited too long.
But it's super exciting. I mean, this is huge.
This is important, right? Because we've had a lot of celebrity athletes that have come out in basketball, in baseball.
In football.
In football.
Soccer.
And now, you know, you have this individual that decided to come out after so many years. You're right. He's
59.
59 years old.
He was married previously.
And so at this point, it's like, you know, with all the changes that have happened recently over the past 20 years, and of course, you know, the change in perspective regarding the LGBT community in American society, it's only fitting that, you know what, if you are, embrace it, love it, come out, be you, because, you know, you only live once, mm-hmm. and whether you're 60 or 40, you don't want to live a lie. So you seriously don't.
I'm going to read one more quote.
Do it.
When I got divorced, I said the hell with it. I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do. Then I found Josh and began to openly live the life I was born to live. The former Cowboys linebacker falls in footsteps of a handful of NFL players who came out years after retiring from the NFL, including Michael Sam, Dave Cope, Esser Talo, and Roy Simmons.
So, and you know, what I want to add to that is that there's a certain admiration in somebody living their entire life closeted and then deciding to come out and finally saying, I've had enough, right? Because it just goes to show you, it shows you that no matter what phase in your life you're in, there's always room for growth and being able to love and accept yourself. So if you're struggling with it, know that, you know, whether you're 60 or 40, doesn't matter. Be your true self, embrace it, and find the best way of being able to just live your life the way you should be living. There's something to be said. For example, somebody is outspoken or as out in celebritism, like for example, Caitlyn Jenner. We know that, you know. Yeah, we've thrown her under the bus several avenues ago, right? Like there's a very long avenue with like 900 buses going over that poor woman. You know, she abandoned her community and her community lashed out at her for good reason, because at a point in time and where we need to find ourselves, we need to find our strength, we need to find our unity, here she is supporting a candidate really that wanted nothing more than just throwing us under the bus and taking our liberties and our rights away. But there's something to be said about the fact that after all of that, right, after being an Olympic gold medalist and being a man's man, she decided to, in her 60s, come out and go through that transition and become a woman. And so as much as I hate the fact that she threw her community under the bus, I admire the fact that she had the strength to actually go through with it and come out at the age that she did. Because sometimes people be like, well, I'm already 60 years old. What the hell am I going to come out for? I'm just going to live the rest of my life. And, you know, if I didn't do it earlier, what impact am I going to make now?
So can I flip the conversation?
Yes.
Or do you want to finish up?
No, I'm done. All I'm saying is, you know what?
Chris,
doesn't matter.
Go for it first. Well, I just want to say what I was looking for. Yeah. So it was on the 12th. Democrats will pick up a Senate seat. So you're right, Senate in Arizona, with Republican Martha McSally conceding the race to Kristen Sinema.
Mm-hmm.
So that
Kristen
is
Kristen Sinema.
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 So she is a bisexual woman who was elected to the Senate in Nevada. And what a lot of people fail to mention is that, I don't know if you saw the video of her opponent actually conceding. It was very civil. It was very, cordial. There was a lot of mentioning of, you know, the spirit of John McCain. There was none of that. I'm a Republican. She is a Democrat. It was actually one of the better concession speeches that I have seen in a very long time, because it wasn't really partisan in any way. She was just saying, you know, she was elected. She's going to do a good job. And, you know, in the spirit of John McCain, et cetera, we're going to move forward. But some people have said that her concession speech and the way it went and how it played out could be because she may end up getting into the Senate anyway by appointment, because there's a senator.
There's a seat open.
Correct.
There's a senator who's just filling the seat.
That is correct. And when that senator is gone, she may be able to actually get in there anyway. But either way, we have a new senator in Nevada. She's a bisexual woman, and we congratulate her and thank her for her opportunity, for taking that opportunity to actually bring awareness to the bisexual community.
Very good.
Very good. Christopher, I would like for you to talk about the next story, or at least one part of this next story that I had in here in the notes.
We'll go to Poland.
Let's go to Poland.
We'll go to Poland, because Poland was poised to be in the next country to continue following suit with Russia and Azerbaijan and Egypt, because Poland has a very incredibly conservative president, Andrzej Duda, and he said last week that he might go the route of Russian President Vladimir Putin and push for gay propaganda laws that would ban LGBTQ media, literature, and gatherings such as Pride throughout Poland, which doesn't surprise me that Poland would be the next country to follow suit with this.
And it doesn't surprise me, but I'm very disappointed, because when you think about Hitler and you think about the Nazi, Poland was really one of those countries that was decimated greatly as a result of what happened.
Right.
When Nazis came in and overtook Poland, they suffered a large part of the suffering that happened as a result of, you know, having someone like Hitler come into power.
But you also have to remember that there was a large hatred in Poland for the Jews. So they weren't so much, not all Polish people, but Jews were persecuted and murdered in Poland. And there are films where you'll see Polish people leaving the Jews on the trains. When the trains were stopped, like, they didn't like Jews. So Poland has a sense of hatred with some people, and now with this nationalist wave going across Europe, and Brexit's on its final stages, and we have the nationalism rising here, it's not surprising that you're going to have in Eastern Europe a pro Vladimir Putin candidate or president moving forward with these anti-LGBTQ propaganda laws.
Now let me ask you, do you think, because you're so up to date with what's going on in Europe, you're usually very aware of what's going on in this region of the world. Do you think that there's a possibility that at some point Poland could be assimilated into the Russian, be a part of Russia?
Like be annexed by Russia?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, it's not like Crimea.
Yeah.
No, Poland's going to be Poland, but Poland is going to be buddy-buddy with Putin now. Poland has elected, the people of Poland have elected a nationalistic conservative.
It's really scary, right? It's like when you think about Putin and how obscure he was just 15 years ago, and how profound his campaign against, you know, democracies around his region, in the nearby Europe, and of course here in America, with his efforts to interfere with our democracy and elections, etc. How he's grown, right? Like, this man has always been consumed by power, and it's so weird to see how his profile has grown significantly in the past decade, but more so in the past 2 years than anything else since the election of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. He's still the most powerful man in the world, Vladimir Putin, yeah. The most powerful man. The thing I find interesting about how this would play out with Poland, when you look at Warsaw is, you know, it's the capital of Poland. It's very progressive. It's queer friendly. So you're going to have these cities that are progressive and queer friendly, but then you have the rural parts of Poland outside of the cities, which do not have a strong public opinion of LGBTQ rights. So you're definitely going to have people who are going to support these these propaganda laws, and who are going to then feel empowered to go out and be vigilantes and attack, assault, murder gay people. Honor killings are going to be expected. You're going to see the same thing that goes on in Chechnya start to take place in Poland.
Now, let me ask you, because again, you're very knowledgeable in this part of the world. We'll call you our little correspondent for the European Union. Poland is part of the European Union. Russia is not.
Correct.
How do you think this is going to play out when the European Union weighs in and says what you're doing really is not part of what we believe in?
I think that Poland's best friend here is going to be the EU High Court, because we've seen the EU High Court rule in Romania. We see them rule with the laws where you have to prove that you're gay by going there on seeking asylum, by saying that questioning or anal examinations are against the European Union's constitutions. So I feel that the European Union's High Court is going to be the one thing that's on Poland's side, progressive Poland side, to keep these laws from going into place.
So just make it more strict, at least. You're saying that the EU court is going to be on the side of the activists that are fighting for LGBTQ rights in Poland?
I would imagine so. If these laws, anti-propaganda laws, get put into place, the EU court will definitely get court filings and eventually, I'm sure, be drawn in. In support of the activists.
I would think so, only because, you know, we already know, because of recent rulings, where the EU court lies as far as the LGBTQ rights across the European Union.
Yep.
Interesting. So, all right. Well, we have another story by Trish over here.
No, we don't.
We don't have another story? Nope. I thought you did. Mm-mm. Okay, well, I will talk about the last one then. So, one more thing to cover in this article. Again, there were so many stories attached to this one little article, but there is a video game, which pissed me off.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Insanely pissed me off. And the video game is actually called Angry Goy 2. So Christopher Cantwell is the creator of this game, and basically, he created this video game that would allow you to actually kill, torture, and put to death gay people in a video game. And he's sort of kind of playing it out as an alternative to actually going into like a bar or a place that where LGBTQ people live or share a space or actually hang out in, and doing it in real life. So basically, he's just saying it's okay if you get this video game and you can shoot up gay people and you can, you know, throw tear gas at them, stab them with a knife, shoot them with guns, etc. It is completely disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Really disturbing.
And he's a self-proclaimed white nationalist, and he is a neo-Nazi, so it's not surprising that someone like him can have such a demented mind such as this, where the game literally has players break into a nightclub and shoot gay and transgender people.
And to think, you know, that it wasn't not too long ago, June 12th, 2016, we had one of the biggest mass shootings in U.S. history. 49 people were murdered at a gay club, Club Pulse in Orlando, Florida, which we highly covered and highly talked about it and did many, you know, tributes to all of our brothers and sisters and allies that died that day in that club.
Which is actually a perfect segue.
So
to talk about the fact that the NRA slammed doctors who are anti-gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard this on the radio.
So, I also saw the tweet.
So yeah, so the NRA tweeted, someone should tell self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane. Half of the articles in Annals of Internal Medicine are pushing for gun control. Most upsetting, however, the medical community seems to have consulted no one but themselves. And then they responded. The medical community responded.
There was a doctor and that clapped back.
No, there wasn't a doctor. There were doctors.
No, but there was one doctor that actually posted.
No, there were several.
No, but one doctor posted pictures.
Not one, several.
How many?
Okay, so you have, so one photo here is just a bullet in a basin where they had taken a bullet out of somebody. Bullet I took out of a man's six, bullet I took out of a six-month-old's brain, literally laying there. And then there's an empty chair. And then there is an operating room covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a woman covered in blood. Can't post a patient photo, so this is my selfie. And her legs are covered in blood from, yet again, a shot.
Gunshot wound.
A gunshot wound. And then another photo of an operating room. Oh, no. This is an ambulance filled with blood. And then four photos of an operating room, again, filled with blood. And then there's a brain that literally has a gunshot wound, a heart that has a gunshot wound in it. And it says, this is what it looks like when a heart gets shot by a gun. You can't come back from that. So, literally, the photos are...
they're graphic.
Scary. There are a pair of shoes that once were some color and completely red. I mean, it is absolutely terrifying to see the photos that you see in this article. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because the NRA is fucking slamming our doctors that are saving people because they can't fucking figure out how to control guns.
Yeah,
and all of these people are dying. And meanwhile, you're slamming the doctors that are saving the lives that you're killing.
Well, that you're allowing to kill with your stupidity, really. That you're allowing, the reason that you're protecting these people and the fact that they can get access to high-powered rifles, for example, is the reason why 50-plus people died in Las Vegas. It's the reason why 49 people died at Club Pulse in
It's the reason why 11 people died at the synagogue?
Yeah.
And then we had another, 11 or 12 people die
in
at
California.
A bar
mm-hmm.
just recently.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, Parkland in Florida. But
Sandy Hook in Connecticut.
Yeah, of course. But here's the disturbing part, right? So here's what they wrote in this particular article about this one guy that created this video game, right? It says, among other hateful language in his promotional rants on the game's website, Cartwell writes, instead of taking out your frustrations on actual human beings, you can fight the mongrels and degenerates on your computer. You can use guns, knives, pepper spray, and more. It is not just hateful rhetoric when people turn those words into action, right? The Tree of Life synagogue shooter, Robert Bowes, posted a hate-filled rant before gunning down 11 people. Speech is free, obviously it is. I mean, we know that we have a freedom of speech, but there's consequences that come with the actions that we decide to take based on the words that we speak.
You can't yell bomb on a plane.
You can't, right? And when you think about what you're saying now, you have the NRA attacking medical professionals. It's bad.
Yeah, until
it's
the
really
president
bad.
Of the NRA gets shot, and guess who he's going to rely on, or she's going to rely on.
And, unfortunately, our medical trained personnel take an oath to try to save everyone's life. So this man is going to get the same treatment, regardless if he's the president of the NRA or a child that just got shot in school and brought into an emergency room.
Well, look at Robert Bowers, the one who shot up the Tree of Life Synagogue when he was being wheeled into a Jewish hospital. Mm-hmm. Screaming, I want to kill the Jews, I want to kill the Jews, while a Jewish doctor saved his life.
And now he will probably be locked up and trialed, and put behind bars, and God knows for how many years, and 11 people died. 11 people are not going to be able to see their families anymore. It's just really sad that, here we are again talking about gun control, and it's really mute at this point. And I get it. There was this one woman that was on TV saying, I don't want your fucking prayers. I don't want your thoughts and prayers. I want action.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame her.
Yeah, she's the, I believe that was the mother who, of the mother whose son survived the Las Vegas shooting and then lost his life that night at the California bar.
Yep.
Bar.
It's just heartbreaking, you know? And how crazy is that? You survive one to die in another,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't know. It's just like people say, well, you know, it's America. It's, we've got gun rights and blah, blah, blah. And when you think about all the nations that have outlawed guns, Canada, Australia, Britain, I believe the British or the UK.
They're very difficult to get, at least.
You know, the rate, the alarming rate, over 11,000 people have died in this country at the hands of guns since the beginning of the year. And we're about to go into a new year. Sad.
It is.
So, that being said, I think that covers all our stories, right, boys?
I think so.
I think we should call it quits. So we're going to do two more things. Christopher, you know what to do.
Hand it over to Trish.
No, that's yours. On this day in gay history?
After the gay talk first. Term.
Oh, you're going to do that one first?
She forgot last week, too.
Okay. Me?
Yes, you.
Nasty.
All right, everybody. This week's gay talk term, of course, brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com
is Raise a Queen.
Razor Queen or Raise a Queen?
Raise a Queen.
Raise it as in raise from the dead?
Raise as in, like, I'm raising a kid.
Okay, raise a queen.
All right. So this came out in the mid-late 60s. And this means to trick someone into confessing his or her homosexuality to others, to bring somebody else out of the closet. Raise a queen.
Raise a queen. Interesting.
I guess it could be raising from the dead, too.
Well, depends. If it's you, then yes.
No, she's a razor queen.
Anyway, this week's Gay Talk term is brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com. All right, Christopher.
On this day in gay history, of course, brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
When? No. November 19th, 2012. Ugh, cursive.
And
I'm not even
right.
drinking.
Oh, she's sober today.
In California, the transgender pride flag had been created by Monica Helms in 1999 and had been first shown at a pride parade in Phoenix, Arizona in 2000. It flies from the large public flagpole in San Francisco's Castro District, where the rainbow flag usually flies, for the first time on November 19th and 20th, 2012, in commemoration of the Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Take a deep breath.
And that's right. You know,
there's no alcohol in my
body.
Is.
We're still in the month of November, and actually we're still, you know, we have to remember the fact that it is transgender awareness. For me, it is always going to be Transgender Awareness Month. I don't think they deserve 1 week. They need to get the entire month, and people need to know that.
I think it's a day, actually.
Yeah. A day of remembrance.
Yeah, I want the whole month. I want it to every single day of November be Transgender Awareness Month. I think we should just fight for that.
Preach.
And that being said, you know, they're an important part of our community, and we have an obligation to stand by them like they did for us when we were fighting the good fight, you know, back in 1969 at Stonewall. So that being said, we're going to wrap this up and take it home and say goodbye for the evening. So if you love the show, make sure that you rate and review on your favorite podcasting service. This helps others know about the show, and it ensures that it becomes more visible within our podcasting community. By subscribing to the show, you get the latest and greatest of the show, except today's episode, because, you know, she was nasty. Delivered right to your favorite device or your web browser. So you can also support us on Patreon. You get to see everything that happened today and every other day. And doing so, you can make a donation of any denomination between a dollar or more. And those donations get actually donated every month. We pull those every month. So you guys can do that and actually get access to this live stream video. And that being said, Christopher.
Yeah, and it's truly entertaining. I recommend at least that dollar. And next week, you can expect more entertainment with another episode where the dish is front and center. I'll try to keep these two boys at bay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Exactly. But that being said, I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire cast of the show to wish everyone a very safe, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because it's Thursday.
Eat your turkey.
That's right.
So the Hartford
Save the turkeys. Eat them.
The Hartford Gay Men's Chorus has their upcoming holiday concert, and To All a Good Night, coming up on December 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets for this event can be purchased by visiting tickets.hgmc.org. Use discount code GAYTALK18 and have all your handling fees waived at checkout.
That's right.
Well, isn't that excellent? Yeah,
so you can also visit hgmac.org for more information.
That's right. So I was going back and forth with the director of the chorus, and he was like, you know, I'm going to give you guys a discount code because you guys can actually promote it and have your people have some sort of, you know, what do you call that? A goodie, right? For going through and listening to our show and then deciding to buy tickets. And
incentive.
Incentive. There we go. We need
incentive.
I swear, this year, Sandy Claus may bring you that thesaurus, Tom. It may come this year.
I won't read it. I just won't. It just doesn't happen. I hate reading. I take micro naps. I read a word and I go to bed.
All right. On that note,
Monte pass.
Can we put a rubber on this, please?
Not yet. I'm not done. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and put a rubber on this. As always, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces you can find us on social media. Big surprise. Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0. Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0. Twitter, at Gay Talk 20. You can email us at Gay Talk 2.0. Tom, go fuck yourself. Actually, take it away.
She's nasty. Anyway, if you need to reach out to... Oh, by the way, Chris burped. If you need reach out to us, just head on over to our website. Click on the Gay Talk on the Contact Us tab at the top of your web browser where you can leave comments, suggest topics, submit a question for the cast or for an individual host, typically Chris. You can also call us and leave us a question via voice message. We can answer that question for you on the show. If you'd like, just call 334-GAY-TALK. And if you need the numbers, it is 334-429-8255. Don't forget that we stream live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. On that note, ladies and gents, that is our show. Thank you, and y'all have a good night. Bye! Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish. Wow, 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 wow.